Dalit, the Kasherah David. So once again, briefly, just to keep the flow of the thought, in the big picture, the Hakadama is about the importance of Torah and making a mistake, how difficult it is. You know, a person could make a mistake, and how a person can avoid making a mistake, and teaching it in a way that would be acceptable to other people. It's a kind of personal hisnatzlus, but like the Maral Zderech, everything he explains, he's through with depth. It's not just a personal note of thanking and so on. So now this is towards the end, this is sort of the end part of the Hakdama. Because Sharon David Lefan of Shadvarim, Elosh Zacharnu, David saw both. David HaMelech saw both these points when he spoke at Torah. First of all, it's easy for himself to be nichshol; he might get it wrong. And also, he was scared that whatever he would teach, people wouldn't care for it; they would think it's not right or whatever. He lists these nekudas in Kapitel Yutes. Kapitel Yutes is, we say, Shabbos morning, and Hashemayim Sarkoit Kael, it's also the Shir Shayom for Shavuos. For those of you who have been at Yisrael and they do the Goyen Shir Shayom, that's the Shir Shayom for Shavuos, because it talks about Torah. Hiktim Tchilo L'Sape B'mailas HaTorah Shom HaTorah Hashem T'mimu M'shiras Nefesh Pikudi Hashem Ad Ki Gam Avdecho Nizbe M'shom Ekev Rav. So he lists all the important properties of Torah. He's going to go and speak about each one, because each one is a world in its own right. If you look at the psukim follow a pattern. Torah Hashem Tmima Meshivas Nefesh, Eidus Hashem Nemana, and so on. Each pasuk has the Shem Hashem, even though it's describing a certain aspect of Torah. Eidus Hashem, Torah Hashem, Yiras Hashem, and so on. He'll explain it in a minute. Loma kalde Torah koina adam dvekus b'yisparach. Umipnei sheba loima sha dvekus hazeo dvekus gomer lo dvekus mitzad ma k'moy mishu bal midas al di amidas kona dvekus b'yisparach veina kona raka dvekus mitzad ma kefi amida she dobek po. So he says here, and this is the first point that he's making here that we need to spend some time and talk about. He says the reason why six psukim are mentioned are to explore all the different facets of Torah and how it is that a person is dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all that studim. First, in our world, things have there are three axes and six different positions. There is front, back, right, left, top, bottom. That gives you an entire spread of something in its entirety. So when Chazal, one of the Maral says this endless amount of times, that when Chazal use six to describe something, or seven, which we'll speak a different time what seven is, but six and seven also describe something in its full sense. Top, bottom, right, left, front, back describes everything physical in this world has three dimensions, and that's a full description of it. And that's why there are six psukim here describing its shaychus HaKadosh Baruch Hu from all sides. He makes a very important chiluk over here as opposed to midas. And I want to stop and discuss it, because this is a very, very important point by him and others. We find in Chazal a sort of negative sense about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos. It says you're supposed to be mispalel elov velo el midosov. You're not allowed to be mispalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos. When in the piyut that we say midas harachmis galgali, there's a lot of discussion in the achronim if it's appropriate to say it. Some say to galgal midas harachmis instead of his galgali. Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are understood in a sense to carry some problem with it, and I want to describe the problem and why they're there. because another word for midos is spheres. Spheres are just another abstraction used to describe midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's first understand the issue at hand and what the problems are and so on. If I want to describe a painting to you, I was at a museum and I saw this awesome painting. There's just so many times I can say the word awesome without being shoved out of the room. And, you know, I need to convey some information. So the person says, fine, okay, it's awesome, awesome, awesome. What is it? It's a picture of a person. Good. It's tall, short. Any special features? Any accentuation on any of the features? Sharp eyes, looking this way, seems to smile. At some point, I need to describe it, piece by piece. My description will always fall short of the Metzias itself. Someone once told me that a fellow happened to be in Eshat. A fellow came off the street in Eshat Torah, and he came out. He told somebody. He was blown away. He saw this most amazing rabbi. He never ever met anyone like that before. And when he tried to get a little specific details, like what was it about him, he finally pinned it down. He said it was the longest beard he ever saw in his life. That's when he got down to details. But in the description, you always need to get to details, and you always have a sense that the details are not quite the whole picture. And when we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. That's great description. But I need to tag something more to it, or else it's like the person says the painting is awesome. It doesn't have any specific description. So I need to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a tremendous merachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Porea Din from Rishoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Neman. I have all sorts of descriptions that give me some insight into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they limit, because when I talk about Rachmanis, I'm speaking about something very specific. Rachmanis is not unlimited in the broad sense. It might be unlimited, an infinite amount of Rachmanis, but Rachmanis is a specific midah. I could speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's exactness in Din, but that's a very specific midah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be understood in the terms of his midos, which is makes it more tangible. It gives us something to understand. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be understood mitzad the klolius, which is more emes, it's hard to grasp that. Same thing when a person comes to be mizdamet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzvahs are called Eivarim. The Zohar Kaddish calls them Eivarim. They're Keneged Eivarim. As I'll say, Keneged Eivarim. So every single mitzvah is a very concrete aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So tzedakah is something, and kashrus is something, and lulav and esrog is something, and matzah is something. Each one is a particular nekuda. It's palpable, and that's why it's easy to hold on to it. But in a certain sense, I'm only hitting a HaKadosh Baruch Hu on one side. Moshlema Adavah Doima. Every person has his career side, his family side, his community side, his personal interest. So let's say there's somebody that I do business with, and we work very well together in business. So we really have an extremely close relationship, but it's limited to the business part of the person. We both do tzedakahs together. So fine, we work very well on the philanthropy side. But it's a particular angle that I'm connecting to rather than the whole person. And in that sense, I don't have a full connection to that person. So a person who is mitzdayan in a particular midah, a person is Sholem in Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the person loves Chesed, the person loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's a very specific angle. Mm-hmm. It's the angle of Chesed. It's that particular point. I'm missing part of it. I sort of, like, quote-unquote, overlap with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, But I can't say that I'm fully connected because it's only part of it. Every midah is like that. The Maral says in a different place, it says, Bilam built seven mizbeches connected to seven others. Four of them Avram built, two Yaakov did, one Yitzhak did, and he built seven connected all of them. So Maral explains, because the others, each one had a particular midah. Each one connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a particular angle. And that's why it could only go with a certain point. Bilam tried to outsmart that, and he said, I will do the full complement. I will bring Karbonis Keneged, all of them, include Avram's Midas, Yitzhak's Midas, and Yaakov's, and I'll be bigger than all of them combined. Because they were all particular individuals, and this is a klal. So we have this balance between Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the so-called entirety. Where can we latch on to the entirety of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's almost, we said before, almost by definition we have a problem with it. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite and all-encompassing and so on. So the one mitzvah which in itself is all-encompassing in a certain level is Talmud Torah. Because in Talmud Torah I have the chiyuv of tzedakah, and the chiyuv to kill a ben sora morer, and the chiyuv to give chenek, and the mitzvah of ozov tazov, and had to be mekadesh ish, had to be megarish ish, and so on and so forth. In the world of Talmud Torah, in as much as Talmud Torah is one mitzvah, understanding the picture, that is something that includes in the entirety. So if we're to ask ourselves, the maila of a person who's osek in Torah, in his dveikus takarish baruch hu, over a person who focuses on a mitzvah, even, and the truth be said, even if he focuses on many mitzvahs, is the difference between a particular nekuda that I overlap with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, particular midah that we overlap, kaviyachol, or I have a dveikus in the entirety. So just like a person, in the sense of a zivuk, of a husband and a wife, you're expecting it to be an entire match, and a business associate is a part of your life, and a community associate is part of your life, and this is part of your life, but there's something that's klolius. Talmud Torah to mitzvahs carries that relationship of klal to prat. And that's why it's shakul keneged kulam, literally. It's shakul keneged kulam means it's shakul to the klal of all of the mitzvahs. This also happens to be, by the way, an understanding in the Gemara Lamashal. The Gemara says, Ben-Sur Amor never existed. Nobody, you can't possibly fulfill all the tnoim. It's sort of conditioned itself out of existence, and therefore it's just Drosha Kavoschar. What do you mean Drosha Kavoschar? It's as if we're missing what to learn, and if we wouldn't have paid Ben-Sur Amor, we'd be at a loss, like seven time, we'd run out of Masechtis, and we needed another period to keep us busy. Dafayomi needed 7.5 years, so they have to put in another thing. What's the pshat Joshua Kavoschar? If it's not the Gael Mais, what's Joshua Kavoschar? The Teretz is, in the entire picture, if I can give an example, Lahavdol, in math, there are certain constructions that don't have any reality really expressing it. Like the square root of minus one is very hard to find a metzias of a square root of minus one. But in the shleimus of a system, it has a very important part. Torah includes the entirety of a kashrut. Ben Sura Mura is part of it. In the world of Maisa, Kashrut didn't create a Ben Sura Mura. He didn't allow for those circumstances. But in the entire picture of Yiddishkeit is missing something if the Nekuda Ben Sura Mura is not there, of Yomus Zakal, Yomus Chayav, and so on and so forth, the conditions, everything there is about it, in the world of understanding the entire picture, that is a chreya. So Talmud Torah Lu'umas, the Lumas Mitzvahs, is Shleimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu versus particular Midas. I want to add two or three more points on this, because this is a very important topic, and it's worth spending some time on it. The Rambam in Yad HaZaka speaks about emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, first he speaks about terms like HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that, and how we understand it. And then he gets to Midos and he says, the reason why the Torah allowed itself to use words like Chanun and Rachum and so on is because one ought to emulate those Midos as such. In other words, it's a problem. When you're defining HaKadosh Baruch Hu with one Midah, you're sort of downgrading something, you make it less than it is, and it's a problem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it over because it is appropriate to emulate it. The Rambam Mor Nevuchim adds something to it. And he says, in the mitzvah of Alachta Bedrachov, of Vanvehu, that, you know, Ma'ani Af'ata, the chiyuv is to emulate his middos, meaning we should do chesed, we should do chanun, we should do rachum, yes. But more, the Rambam says, is to emulate the nekuda that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's middos come from Chachmosa Yisbarach and they're not projected by middos. In other words, some people are kind because they're soft-hearted. They're soft-hearted, they're sentimental people, they're easy people. That's a midah, where the midah is controlling the person. Some people are tough people because that's the nature. They're tough people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a midah of toughness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a midah of giving. That, if a person imitates HaKadosh Baruch Hu like that, that's not the shleimus of Alachta Bedrachov. The Rambam says, it's just like by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the midos are a result of a process that determines what is right and what is wrong. So too, a person needs to emulate that nekuda. In other words, the first thing a person ought to do is check the Shulchan Aruch. Is it right or is it wrong? Should I give a little? Should I give a lot? Should I not give? Should I take? What's the right thing? Then I need to channel, the control panel is the das of a person, because the anhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu also come from an entity referred to as Chochmosa Yisbarach and not from Rachum or Chanun as such. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have midas that come from inclinations, weaknesses, nature, temperament, etc. That doesn't exist. It's coming from a anhaga. So a person needs also to take his midas and come and hug it. And that's where Torah is a very crucial part of it. I want to digress to a point. It's a very interesting point. People don't understand it. And people say the Chaznish didn't like Bali Musar and so on. Chaznish himself was very annoyed at people that said it about him. But he had certain criticisms. His Sefer Emunah B'Tochen is not, and people, it's not a sefer about Emunah B'Tochen as such, it's actually a sefer criticizing certain points. The main point that he criticizes is as follows, and that's very much to do with this point. Chaznish gives a mashal. He said, there's a town that has a nice old tzaddik, a melamed, man with long white beard, very poor, big reish shemayim, and he's a melamed, and he's teaching kids, he's been teaching kids for 35 years. A young fellow moves into town, he's full of energy, he's a fantastic teacher, opens up a cheder across the street, and the kids begin flocking to him. And this poor old tzaddik is out of business, out of parnasa, and everybody starts screaming foul and saying, hey, this guy is a rodef, asagas gevul is a terrible avera, and they should run this young guy out of town. At least put up tzedlach. If they can't, you know. So the Chazon Ish writes, that he says, the truth is, he says, what happened here? People instinctively reacted with their middos. People instinctively reacted by their feelings. He said, the halacha is that in Talmud Torah there's no hasagas kibul, because the overriding interest is the best chinuch. So please, it's not meant to be quoted in any practical matters. I don't know anything about the city politics, so don't. It's not. It's not. But there is a halach like that. So he says. So it comes out. This young fellow is justified in what he's doing. the people who are being, who are driving him out, he's not a rodef, he's doing the right thing. They're the rodefim because they acted by feeling instead of by das. That's the point that he makes. His point is that it's very important to work on your middos and so on, but they always must be controlled by seichel and das and so on. It's a bit of a side point to what he's saying, but I think it's just a very important complement to what he's saying. But his point is, of all the inyanim that a person can be dovek and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a complete way, then it's only through Torah. I want to give an example also. You find a lot of times people that you can look at them and you can say, you know, they're wonderful in this aspect. This person is a very giving person. This person is a tremendous machmir and tzaddik. This person is a tremendous davener. There's a but in your voice because you have a sense it's very long in one, it's a bit short in someplace else. And that's a symptom of something where the chibur comes from a midah or midos, but not from that shleimus of Torah. So he says, umipnei. So why is the six psukim? Umipnei. He basically, I a little bit jumped ahead, but umipnei shat studin hamechulakim hem shisha. There are six different aspects. Vehem yamin v'smol, right left. Panim v'achar, front back. Malo mata, top bottom. And when we say Krishna, we also miyachad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the four sides and the seven heavens, which are basically a fleshed out version of up and down. Ukeneged ze zocha shisha shemois. In other words, a person who's dovek in Torah is dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why you have six psukim listing six different things. He doesn't quite work out how the parallel to Yamin and Smoil, but he does work out what each one is very specific. I want to add one more point to what he says, and I guess it'll follow a bit from what he said before. In Talmud Torah, we do see people that are big time chacham, and we also sometimes have a feeling there's something amiss, it's not quite. And he said before, this is true only if a person is learning Lishma. In other words, let's give an example. If a person learns Torah because he likes smart things, he likes very, very complex things or deep things, whatever it is, it is Torah to some degree. It'll overlap with Torah Hashem, but it's not 100% Torah Hashem. Or if there are certain persons, does it for covet or whatever other reason. In other words, Torah, as opposed to other mitzvahs, has the skula of being an entire picture, and that's why a person who's dovek in Torah is dovek in everything, and in Torah itself, lishma means I'm dead center on Torah. That's the nekuda that I'm centered on. Then it's shaykh to say that the person completed David HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all sides. Okay. Now he's going to explain each pasuk, which is very typical. Maral explains each pasuk, its nuances, its knaches. V'hischa loyma teiris Hashem t'mima mishivas nafesh. The first pasuk of being Meshabeach Torah is it's t'mima mishivas nafesh. Ki kasha teira t'mima adei zeh ha'odam gam kein tamim. V'kashahu tamim ha'odam u'ashem yisbarach legamri u'kirchsiv tam tiyam Hashem alakecha u'pirish chazal mesechtes nedorim kol ha'masmi matzmai hum Hashem yisbarach. So he speaks about a certain midah of tamimus. I want to talk a little bit about this. He says that Torah Hashem is tamima, and since it's tamim, the person is dovah complete HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on, and he brings the pasuk of tam tiyam Hashem alakecha. I want to try to understand that pasuk in light of this. L'chor, we learn tamim, I guess it means complete, good, whole. The pasuk says, tamim Hashem alakecha, that a person should not be choker al asidus. He should not go and ask what's going to be. Tamim tiyam Hashem alakecha. And the pasuk itself was almost so said itself. It says, Navi kamayni b'kerev achechot, yev hachamish hachum shatora. I mean, not. What? Okay, two. Just a regular Chumash Rashi, Chumash Torah. He went together. Thanks. Thank you very much. The pasuk says, it's a pasuk that stam is hard. It needs to be understood in itself. I mean, he brings it here, kind of adds it, and it's hard even to see what he adds here. But let's see the pasuk inside. He says you shouldn't. You come into Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael there's tons of all sorts of magicians and Shel of Yedoni and Dor Shalom Mesim. These are terrible things. Tomim Tiyam Hashem Alekecha. So Rashi says, Hishalich imoy betmimus, utetzapelo, wait for him, hope for him, velo tachkel asidus. Don't think about the future, ela kol ma sheyovo lecho kabel betmimus, vas tiyamo lechalko. Accept everything betmimus, and that's that. The next pasuk is, because all these goyim, they have all sorts of witchcraft, this and that. Navi mikir b'chachakom ha'yokha shalakecha elof tishmoa. Ata loike nos ha'shalakecha. Akadosh Baruch Hu gave him Nevi'im instead of these kolsim and so on and so forth. So it's very hard to understand two things. First of all, the pasuk says itself. The first pasuk says, listen, just accept what Akadosh Baruch Hu brings this and that. We've got much better future sayers than they have. They have Ovi Yoni and all sorts of guys. We have Nevi'im. So it is good. The question is just which guys to use. I mean, that seems to be you should be Choker Asidus, and the Asidus is except that use the right guy. And what is the word Tamim? How does the word Tamim, in modern Hebrew, in modern Yiddish Hebrew, is a pejorative term meaning naive, simple, naive. And basically, it's somebody who's never questions, follows blindly. That's what the word Tamim has come to mean. Kind of in line with what seems to be the pasuk. Don't think much, don't clear, don't this, don't that. Just take everything as it comes, that's it. How does that come to the word tummy, meaning shalim, and so on? So let's understand it, because, and this is the havana that that's him saying over here. If a person is engaged in he's in the middle of a golf game, and there is an important call comes in on his phone. He likes the game a lot, but he'll take the call. Why? Because his life is not only golf; it's also work. Some people it does dovetail nicely, but a person's at work, an important call comes in about something in the family, or whatever. There are things where I have something that is involved with something else, but there's something else also. For instance, let's take an example. Let's go back to a person has a partner in business. At some point he realizes, you know, I could be doing a lot better with somebody else, and so on and so forth. It's true that this partnership is important, but at the end of the day, there are other cheshbonos. And I'm going to go with those other cheshbonos. A person who is married, let's say, or a person who has children, his whole world is that world. And, you know, unless God forbid it breaks up, but that's his world. And other cheshbonos don't come into that world. A person has a ruchni stick. So if a person sees Torah as being the entirety of his person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the entirety of his person, his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the entirety of the person. So, getting around beating the system doesn't come into the cheshbon really, because that's really what I want. I mean, I could do better otherwise. There is no otherwise, because this is the entire picture. My entire circle is this. So that's that. The if it's not like that, so this is an important element. There's another piece to the puzzle, and another piece to the puzzle, and it sort of takes away. This is not the entire picture. There's something else also. So if a person has something where, for instance, a person is Shomer Shabbos, and nothing. So if Shmir Shabbos is an important value, but there are things. But let's say somebody makes him a phenomenal offer to not be so Shomer Shabbos. So Shemir Shabbos is not everything. Chas v'shalom. A person who does feel that this is everything, then there's no place for anything else in that picture, because it's a complete picture in itself. The midah of tamimus means it's not, I mean, it's been borrowed in Yiddish, meaning of somebody who's too stupid to think of something else or to ask a question. Tamimus is, my entire world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings this onto me, then what does it mean I'm trying to avoid it? This is the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sometimes a very positive relationship, sometimes he pushes aside, sometimes he's harsh, but that's my entire world. Then Kishuv is a sort of getting around things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu plans to bring X, Y, or Z. I'm going to find out from behind the scenes what's going on, and I'll figure out a way to get around it. A Navi is different. A Navi is not there to trick the system. A Navi is there to tell you what the system wants of you. The reason why we want a Navi to tell us the future is not so that I can know how to get around what HaKadosh Baruch Hu planned, but to know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. What's happening here? Is this a punishment, chasron, for something bad I did? Is it an issoyan to bring out something bigger in me? Is it a message to someone else? A Navi is always there to give a caption to where the thing is coming in the context of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the midah of the first thing about Torah is Torah Hashem Tmima. In other words, it relates to every facet of a person. Anything that Torah has in itself is the entirety of the person. Anything that's not of a Torah, that doesn't have a makom in Torah, is no shaykhus to the person. And that's why in that midah it's tamim, because it describes the entirety of what a person ought to be, and so on. V'yischel loyma, Torah Hashem tmima mishivas nafesh. Kikasha Torah tmima. So if Torah was only part of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted in the world, part of the picture, so a person who's completely davak in Torah is still missing half the picture. It's only because Torah has itself a mile of tamim, and very similar to what you described before, that it's a complete compass of the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person can find an entire human being in Torah, and therefore the person is also shalom through it. And that's about kolam masmim atzmai hu Hashem isbar. If a person places the entirety of self with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where he's shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lachein amru Chazal, tsuras tam chakuka bekisei hakavod. It says that tsuras tam chakuka bekisei hakavod. Yaakov Avinu. In other words, if we're to look at the picture of man that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has under his kisei hakavod, it's the tzur of a tam. In other words, someone that's half by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and half out, it's not quite the picture that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits on, kaviyachol. What you sit on is your platform. That's the mashal, that's the lashon Chazal used, that tzuras tam is chok kisei hakavod. What's the pattern? Avraham Avinu was a tremendous midah. It was the midah chesed. He reached out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu chesed. But chesed is a platform that half sits under HaKadosh Baruch Hu and half doesn't. It's not an entire picture. Yitzchak is a midah that's described in terms of pachad Yitzchak, in terms of yira, in terms of avoda. It's a midah that's a plank under HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not entirely. It's not the base that fits snug kaviyachol under HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because part of the midah is not right, and the midah covers only part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chesed is only one aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yir is only one aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yaakov is the ish tam. The description of Yaakov as being someone who is an entire compass of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is something that is a platform on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to add another point about this once we're talking about it. It sounds as if, I mean, we keep rating them. Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov is the Bechir Shabbos, the Shalom Shabbos, the Bechir Shabbos. The reason why Yaakov is the Shalom Shabbos, the Bechir Shabbos, is because he rests on top of Avraham Yitzchak. It's not that as an individual Kaviyoch, he would be greater. We can't measure it like that. But once Avraham put one part of the puzzle in place, Yitzchak put the other part of the puzzle in place, Yaakov's piece is the mashlim. Everything's nikral shema gomer. It's the entire piece. So we talk about the tzura of Yaakov as being the chokuk tachis hakovod. The tzura of Yaakov consists of a tzura of Avram and a tzura of Yitzchak and a tzura of Yaakov, because Avram is the grandson of all those midas. Then he adds, yes, Yaakov. Sorry, okay. Now he says it's one more piece here. Ulekach, and that's why it says it's meshivas nefesh. Ulekach meshivas nefesh kolaimah, shehi meshivas nefesh lachyosei. Katomim Hashem Yisroch Meshamarnu Uksiv Atem Advekam Hashem Alkechem Chayim Kulchem Hayoyim Ki Mitzar Advekus Bo Yisborach Atem Chayim Ulkach Ksiv Teres Rantun Shev Nofesh. Let's explain this point, the Meshivas Nofesh and so on. If a person, I mean, the Maral says in different places, the heart is the center organ, it's so to speak, the central organ in a person. Because anything that's the mocker of chiyus sort of centers, and that's kind of the midpoint. If something is not aligned, if a person's circulatory system is not working well, chas v'shalom, and it doesn't reach out the entire person, then misa starts at the place where the blood hasn't reached. And chas v'shalom, it finishes the person. That's the process of misa. Usually starts at the extremes and finishes with the person, and it finishes with the etzem person. In as much as if any type of ruchnius that is not described as tamim doesn't bring chiyus to the entirety of the tzur of the person. So if a person is a tremendous bal chesed, but is lacking in discipline, self-discipline, self-restraint, this and that, misa starts over there. So slowly it rots at the place that is not connected to chiyus. A person is a tremendously self-disciplined person, a big tzaddik, but he's a very difficult person. So he's half aligned with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol and half not aligned. The place that he's half not aligned is where misa starts and the rest of it begins to rot. The tzura of tamimus is meshivas nefesh. What gives a person the chiyus is because the entirety of self connects to its shoresh. So Torah Hashem is tamima, and in that sense, it's meshivas nefesh. So let's, I guess, recap the points we made. Not much material, not that much to the inside, but a lot of very fundamental points. He's going now, the Maral, to explain the psukim in Tehillim in Yutes about the milus of Torah. He'll describe each pasuk, and basically that's with that he's finished with Akdama. But the first thing he said was note that there are six different psukim, and the reason is because six different sides, six different milus, I would say, instead of psukim. And the reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Torah is the one ruchniistic aspect that includes every element, every dimension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ruchnius kaviyachol. And six is an expression of all sides of something, you know, from all sides. And Torah is the only mitzvah that has that. That's the superiority of Torah to everything else. It's all inclusive because In Torah you have every facet of ruchnius. Mitzvahs you're only doing one mitzvah at a time. In Torah the mind encompasses it all. He said we spoke about the fact that this is a dveikus that is real, because since HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emes is the total tzura, so only by relating something that's total do we get a real sense of that pnimistic emes. We spoke about the midah of tamimus, and we described tamimus means that the person's entirety is described by a certain frame of reference. A person who is tamim in ruchnius means the only thing that matters to him is ruchnius. So if I come to a person and I say, you know what, if you daven a little bit less, a little bit quicker, you can gain something on the other side. So if both things are important, so I'll juggle. I'll say, okay, I can compact the davening a little bit, and gain something over here. But if all that matters to me is the davening, so there's nothing outside of that framework that should be meaningful to me. The midah of tmimus in its positive sense means that the entirety of what the person's life is, world, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah has itself the midah of tmimus. It's all-encompassing in its scope of human activity, and b'meila, it gives the entire, it creates a framework for all of a person's activities. A person need not go out of it, and a person becomes a shalom through it. We spoke about the meshivas nefesh part of it, that it's something which any part that doesn't connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts, that's where Misa starts. The nachash, it says, is bites in the heel, because the heel is like the furthest, it's the removed furthest away from the heart. God forbid people have problems, circulation, whatever. It's always the extremities that suffer first. In other words, wherever a person is not completely aligned with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where Misa starts. This is something, Torah is something that has the midah of tmimus. It can clicks the entire of the person into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's meshivas nefesh. Any questions? A few minutes? Yes?
The fact that Torah connects to everything, does that mean that the connection is not of the same degree as an individual mitzvah in that specific midah?
Yes. Torah does not have... It's a very interesting relationship, because on the other hand, even though Torah is more important than everything else in Shakna Kulam, the minute you have a mitzvah that can be done through somebody else, you have to do it, and so on. There's back and forth. Mitzvahs give a person a more palpable sense of the amitas. If you can talk and learn about the mile of Kedusha, but the day you have to resist the Yitzhara is when you really feel it. So Torah has the mile of being complete, but it usually is, if it's not, it's not in the entirety of the person until you don't do it with mitzvahs. The same with matzah. We can talk about, we can learn maral all day long about geula and all the wonderful things. It in terms of the impact, when you crunch a matzah between your teeth, that's impact. Especially if it's a, you know, it's the real matzah. In terms of affecting us and our goof, the mitzvahs are more, have stronger impact in terms of the picture, Talmud Torah. So there's a need for this, and there's a need for this. It's just like Lahavla of Abdullah's, the same thing, like difference in learning math and science in an abstract form or learning technology, how to do something. One gives you a much better overall picture, one is gives you much more hands on or something. Yeah, what did you want?
It's talking about etzem more than all the mitzvahs. It's just not practical for a person to be shalom in every mitzvah, but let's say for first, it's not really shaddach to do it, but in other words, it's talking about etzem more than all the mitzvahs?
It's a little more than that. I was going to watch. It says, you know, in the tefillin shel yad, you have one bias. In the tefillin shel rosh, you have four batim. A person, when he looks at a problem, can see both sides at the same time. When he acts, you have to act either this way or that way. It's like when you paskin, you have to machria this or that. I can either give a patch, make believe I didn't see it, or put an arm around the shoulder. Doing, I can only do one of the three. Unless I want to drive the kid crazy. But doing, I can only do one of the three. But in my mind, I can say, listen, there's an element here where he needs it need to be firm. But on the other hand, he didn't mean it. On the other hand, this... The studim I can be makif in one in together in sichlius, in my hand in the mice I can only one. It's the nature of understanding versus the nature of doing that gives you the difference. Yes.
I'm understanding that when I learn any given moment I should be davak tashem mikolta. So when I'm just learning hilchos sukkah, I'm just focusing on hilchos sukkah and the various dinim involved in hilchos sukkah.
It's not the act of learning that particular moment. It's the clolius of that which you have learned. That which you have learned is that goes into your relating to an entirety. So it's that which is in your understanding rather than the particular. When a person does a ma'isa mitzvah, it's a ma'isa mitzvah tamter also. Now, Chal speaks about it. You know, there's the it's like Garad and eating matzah, is sitting and learning something. But there's the understanding that came from the learning, the das that Torah gave you. That's what we're talking about. I like to go step by step. In as much as you've done it, the more pieces you have, the better the picture you see, the more you see. And you know, there's a certain roundedness of having the different stadim in your person. Someone else? Sorry. Okay. Hi.